Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Peter Johnston is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Peter is a member of our Brain Trust. He is a world-class international negotiation expert. He travels all over the world working with governments and huge multinational corporations, but also with little companies like yours and mine. And he's been doing this for a long time now. His book is called Negotiating with Giants, Get What You Want Against the Odds. And boy, howdy, sometimes working with big companies, it is against the odds. And he's going to talk to us about what he's seeing across the 2009 landscape out there right now. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me on again.
It's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure. 2009 is such an interesting year to me. Peter, it's interesting in the Chinese curse sense, you know, may you live in interesting times. But one of the things that I want to set the stage for our discussion by asking you this question. I've been noticing that 2009 is a lot different from 2008. I believe it's going to be much different from 2009. It's going to be completely different from 2010. To the point where I'm thinking 2009 is a transition year, and almost may become, if you don't mind me using the term, 2009 might almost become, we'll look back and think it was the lost year. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but if you do, how's that going to work with negotiating with people?
Well, tell me a little more. When you say the lost year, what do you mean by that, Jim?
Meaning, you know, usually. And again, I'm looking forward here, and I'm thinking that the way forward after this year, 2010 forward, we're going to have a different world than we've had in the last several years that we've had, maybe the last several decades. I think things are going to be a lot different in the future, and 09 isn't going to be part of that. It's just going to be the transition year from what we had to where we're going. Do you see my point?
Yeah,
I'm not sure we're going to learn a lot in 09 that will accrue to 2010. I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just trying to tell you the fact what I think is the way it is. What do you think, Peter?
I think you're right in a bunch of ways. I always hesitate because we have seen, our memories are short, individually and collectively, in that we have dire forecasts at different points over the last 20 years, not as dire as they are now, but we then recovered. And I guess we're terrible at extrapolating. My clients are often terrible at extrapolating from current situation to the future. We tend to straight line it, whether it's up, which it often has, but over the last 20 years, or whether it's been down. And, you know, if the concern is you fall into the trap of assuming it's all going downhill at 45 mm-hmm. degrees from here on in, and you don't plan for the opportunities that will come up going forward. And that is a trap that a lot of people risk falling into.
And nothing that I said,
at this point.
And I didn't want to indicate anything. Nothing that I said meant that we were going to be going down. I didn't mean that after 2009 that it was going to be, you know, downhill from there. I think we're going to be headed up after this year. But I just think it's going to be a different landscape, a different. There are going to be a lot of things that are different. And
well,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, something I've been thinking about a lot lately and talking over with my clients is how long does the psychic impact of what's gone on in the last 6 months to a year last? In terms of growth assumptions at individual household level as well as companies. Is this something we look back on at 5 years and we say, yeah, that did change the landscape significantly? The fact is no one knows right now, and what we're into with our clients is scenario planning, that there's, you know, 3 to 5 different scenarios that might play out, and how can we be ready for as many of those scenarios as possible and flexible in how we act.
The reason that I'm bringing this up is because when you're talking to big companies about doing business with them, you're not only hopefully talking to them about what you can do maybe in 2009, but you better be talking to them about where they're going in 2010, because those are the budgets they're working on. They're working with the 2009 budget that's actually evolving all the time, the 2010 budget they're getting ready for right now. How do you negotiate for 2009 in one way and then 2010 in another way? That's what I want to get Peter to help us with when we come back after these messages. 20 till the hour. Peter Johnston is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Break the silence. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to check out my blog while you're there. I think you'll find some things interesting there. And hopefully, if you do, you'll leave a comment. We like that. And, of course, my newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email, gets you ready for the week ahead. I hope you'll subscribe to that. You can see a sample of what that looks like from a recent newsletter. You can see that right there on the website. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. 5 seconds. If you got 5 seconds, or if you got 15 minutes, we got something that can help you with your small business. Peter Johnston is our guest, folks. He's the author of Negotiating with Giants. He's a world-class international negotiating expert. He's done work for at the highest levels on the planet and the smallest levels on the planet. And Peter, what do you see out there in terms of negotiating in 2009? We all know that there's a lot of fear in the marketplace. How does negotiation change when there's so much fear?
Well, I think it naturally people go back to looking at what value are you offering me today. And it's certainly, you know, that's one piece of it. Relationship, however you want to define that, is helpful for opening doors, giving you a shot at first opportunities, giving you the benefit of the doubt. But at the same time, as a smaller business, you've got to use that definition of the benefits of a relationship to make sure that you are structuring deals, getting the information you need, using your relationships from what's going on inside your giant company counterpart, and using that information to structure deals that meet their interests in the long term. And, you know,
how are relationships holding up in 2009? What are you seeing out there?
Well, it's going to be a cross-section, because you're going to get people who have had cozy relationships where, you know, it's been, I do you a favor, you do me a favor, and we'll get a good deal on this, to the people who have used their relationships to do the types of things I just discussed. So,
But are relationships is the value of relationships been deflated a little bit over the last 6 months or so?
Well,
not the importance of them, but the relative value.
Sure. Again, it's how people use the relationships. But there's going to be more of a focus on what have you done for me today, and what can you do for me tomorrow, and that's natural. And I'm just saying that people who use their relationships in a way that has not just taken for granted the business, but that has used those relationships to get the information they need to better service clients, they're going to be better suited, you know, better positioned for going forward.
At a time like this, Peter, small business owners don't feel like they've got very much, not that they ever had very much negotiating strength, they feel a lot more vulnerable right now. How do we help them?
Well, I think with the clients the clients I deal with, smaller businesses, we've really focused on saying, okay, our giant clients, what is their pain? Let's go in there and let's broaden the relationships we have to, one, protect us so that if we lose certain contacts, we get downsized, then we still have relationships inside the organization. And secondly, to look at a broader array of interests and really understand how we can help that giant pain go away by broadening our relationship, not making it smaller. And I think we just have to be careful to look at it from our counterpart's perspective to say, okay, how can I help them? Let's not assume what we've done in the past has been enough. And let's not assume that everybody at the senior levels and our client knows exactly the kind of value we can add mm-hmm. in a situation like this. So it's thinking about redefining yourself as a business and looking for those places where you might not have gone before, where you can actually be a solution rather than perceived cost to your counterpart.
One of the things that I've always felt was the most important part about a good negotiation was having as much information about the other folks as you can when you go in. I think that's a no-brainer in terms of negotiating 101. And you know, one of the things I think that maybe we might get confused about is we've always been important to this customer in this way all these years, and now they don't want to do business with us anymore, and we're a little confused, or our feelings get hurt. But what we didn't realize going in was all that stuff that we used to do so well for them is not as important to them anymore. And if your relationship was based on that, then your relationship's going to break down, because those are things that they didn't have to have. They were just nice to have. Now they don't need them.
Right, and that's assuming that they don't need them, because sometimes that's possible. That's one scenario, yep. In which case you have to redefine your services and come up with new ones, or you walk away from that client and just plan on going places where you can be more helpful and add more value. And that's
But isn't the best solution. Negotiation tool is to know kind of not where the customer is, but where they're going, like the puck theory, you know,
exactly.
The rescue puck thing?
Well, exactly. And, my smaller clients who are performing the best right now are the ones who have gotten to know, in terms of using the relationship, have gotten to know their clients so well that in a time of downsizing, they actually have solutions and knowledge that their giant clients
yeah.
need right now.
And that's 2009 thinking, ladies and gentlemen. It's not 2008 thinking. And that's the point I was making earlier in the hour. It may not be 2010 thinking. Tintel, stay with us. Little Foreigner bringing us back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Johnston. That's Johnston with a T in there. He's the author of Negotiating with Giants. Peter, tell us about your company and how we can find you online.
You can go to NAI Limited, Negotiation Advice International, LIMITED.com, and that lays out the services we offer to governments, smaller businesses, and corporations, Jim.
Say that website again.
NAI.
NAI Limited.
Limited.com.
Yep.
Or
okay.
You go to the site of our book, negotiatingwithgiants.com, and you'll be able to get a hold of us that way.
Okay.
And we advise all these different groups on their toughest negotiation challenges.
All right. That sounds good. So, folks, check that out. You know, one of the things that you're saying earlier that I think is a very interesting point is that when you think about negotiating with customers, especially larger customers, who could really make a big difference, and people you can hopefully develop long-term relationships with, I have, and including long-term contracts, so it can be done. You're saying that it's not just about negotiation, it's about your own business planning, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we are very much part of, in terms of our advice to clients, we call it integrated negotiating, where you are integrating every single aspect of your daily operating procedures into future negotiations and planning accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Tell us some more about I know you mentioned earlier, you mentioned the multiple scenario negotiating tactic. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think you have to have, for your own business, plans, and as well as at the individual client level, plans for, at a minimum, okay, here's the worst case scenario, here's the middle case scenario, and here's the best case scenario. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do that in your planning, then you fall into the risk right now of just assuming worst case scenario and throwing up your hands and saying, well, really, we have no control over this.
Right.
But if you do the scenario planning, and I advise all my clients to do this right now, with at least 3 to 5 scenarios, then you can really take into account being as flexible as possible in your approach going forward and be ready for the opportunities that come along as well.
Well,
as you and I know, Jim, there are a lot of smaller businesses and bigger businesses right now that are still doing extremely well and taking mm-hmm. advantage of the situation that's going on. And
right. That's
where you want to be with your business.
Well, one of the things that this tracks perfectly, your idea about scenario planning tracks perfectly with the advice I give small business owners about how to approach your banker about helping you fund the growth of your business. And I say that you need to take three different scenarios. One of them is, this is where we think we can go. This is a conservative, these are the conservative numbers. Plan B is the conservative numbers. If we miss our the target we're striving for, this is what we'll do. And then here's a third one, and this is if we only do enough business, if everything doesn't work out like we thought and we miss everything to the point where we just break even, and then you show the banker how they'll still get their money even when you're breaking even. And bankers really appreciate that. So you're saying have those same processes, those sort of analytics in place when we're negotiating with big customers.
Well, absolutely, for where their business is going to be in terms of the worst to best
right. Scenario
as
right. Well
as your own,
mm-hmm.
And talking that through and putting forward options accordingly. And you and I talked about some of the options for smaller businesses in terms of looking at longer-term deals, like 3 to 5 year deals that are extremely attractive right now and will still be attractive for a big client in a worst-case scenario in a couple of years.
When you're talking to people, when you're talking to your customers about 2010 and beyond, ask them for at least a 2-year agreement. You'll be amazed how many times you'll get one.
Yeah, and try to get as much money up front as possible, and be willing to make the trade-offs in terms of what the discount is accordingly, and it'll be a greater discount than it has been in the past.
Right. These are all good ideas, Peter, and we're going to get more out of you this year because we're going to need your help in 2009. Peter Johnston, ladies and gentlemen, Peter is the author of Negotiating with Giants, wherever books are sold, and put a .com on the end of his book title, and you can find him too. Peter, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, always a pleasure, Jim. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
We'll do it again real soon. Peter Johnston with a T. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.